Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Tomatoes are everywhere in daily cuisine. Pizza and pasta sauce, Bloody Marys, and the American delicacy, ketchup. They are a popular home garden vegetable and shine during the summer and early fall months. However, as the garden goes wild, so too do the pests. Some pests are diseases, like fungal organisms that cause wilting, such as Fusarium and Verticillium. Some pests include leaf spots and viruses. While they can all be causes of concern, nothing is more upsetting than the hungry, hungry caterpillars that eat the tomatoes before they get harvested. The culprit, tomato hornworm. The crime? Devouring tomato plants and fruits with reckless abandon. The tomato hornworm is a plump green caterpillar with white stripes along its sides and a line of small black dots, which are actually their openings to breathe. Hornworms are in the Manduca genus, and there may be two kinds found in the garden, tobacco and tomato hornworms. Both prefer to eat up crops in the nightshade family, Solanaceae. These solanaceous crops include tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, and eggplants. Tobacco hornworms will typically have white diagonal stripes on their sides and a red barb, or horn, on the end of their body, while tomato hornworms will have yellow chevrons along their body and a black horn. Both caterpillars eventually turn into brown moths with dark stripes on the wings and orangish-yellow spots on the body. Hornworms are potentially a problem now because they overwinter in the soil and emerge as moths, whose eggs hatch in late spring and summer. Now is about the time for them to start hatching and start devouring. Unfortunately, they can have two generations a year, meaning that the nuisances now will fall to the ground in a few weeks and pupate, then emerge and lay more eggs. When looking for eggs, check the underside of leaves for tiny green orbs. Both the eggs and the caterpillars can be hard to see against the green tomato stems, so it will take careful scouting. When trying to control them, hand plucking is often the most common approach. As long as populations are low, manual removal should work, along with the natural biological warfare. Hornworms that have small white sacs on their backs should not be removed. Those are the eggs of a parasitic wasp that is trying to help combat the pests. Bracketed wasps are a natural predator to hornworm larvae, and so are lady beetles, green lacewing larvae, and spined soldier bugs. If infestations are severe and you can't wait for the cycle of life, sprays of spinosad or neem oil may work, as well as BT or Bacillus thuringiensis. These are all options for keeping the hungry, hungry caterpillars off and out of tomatoes. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.